We get things underway by talking theater, and to do that, we're happy to welcome back to the program Julie Arnold-Lisnett from 10 Bucks Theater Company. Hello, Julie.
Hello. How you doing, Red?
Wonderful, thank you. Good to have you back with us.
Well, thanks so much for having me.
And first time on with us, I don't know what's taken us so long, from True North Theater Company, Telly Coulong with us. Hello, Telly.
Hi, Rich. Thanks for having me.
Well, we're glad to have you both here to talk about a very exciting event that opens up this weekend, the classic Spoon River Anthology, a joint production of 10 Bucks Theater and True North Theater. What led to this partnership, Julie?
Well, there's a lot of crossover between the two companies, a lot of friends, and just really respect what we consider our sister theater company. We respect what they do, and I think they respect what we do, and just thought, you know, why not? We've been talking about collaborating for a long time, and this just proved to be a good show to production to do that with.
And you'll be directing it along with our friend Angela Bonacassa.
Yes, yes. We're having a great time doing that together.
And, Telly, this play is such a classic. And, God, I don't know if you could do a play that's more appropriate for these times. What makes this the right play to be doing here in the fall of this weird year?
Oh, it's a classic, Rich. It's got universal themes. It speaks to us now. It spoke to us then. It resonates.
Boy, it sure does. Telly, who's involved in the cast? Who will we be seeing when we head out to Indian Trail Park?
We're going to be seeing Tyler Costigan, who we've seen, who was in The Odd Couple with me. He's been in Elephant Man and in Taming of the Shrew for 10 bucks. We're going to be seeing Angela Bozzelli. We're going to be seeing Joe Fisher. We're going to be seeing Deb Ashmore and Garrett Moyer. We're going to be seeing Ron Lisnett. You're going to have me forgetting someone's name, I know. You're going to have Angela is performing herself. Julie, who have I forgotten?
Holly Schreiber.
Holly Schreiber. Of course, I apologize, Holly, if you're listening.
And Jesse Speed.
And Jesse, yes, of course, Jesse is performing. Dina Rice is
Dina
performing
Rice.
In this
yep.
as well.
Colin Graybert is our music director and playing the violin for us.
Well, that sounds fantastic. And, of course, you're well acquainted with Indian Trail Park. You've been doing your Shakespeare shows there for many, many years. Now we get to see it with, well, some color, with a nice fall setting, and what a beautiful place it is to do a show.
It's really gorgeous, and there are still enough leaves for color, and then enough has come down that you get to see the beautiful Penobscot behind us. And Elliot Wilcox has made some very nice gravestones for us. yes, the ambiance is definitely there.
What are some of the safety protocols? And I know you use them this summer with your Shakespeare shows, but just so people are aware of what they need to do when they show up.
Well, you have to buy tickets ahead of time online. And if you go to our both 10 Bucks and True North websites, all that information is there, as well as our Facebook pages. So buy tickets ahead of time, 50-seat limit. You will be socially distanced from the party next to you. Families can, of course, sit all together, but we do then space people out socially distanced. Masks are, of course, required.
All right. And, of course, for more information, you can go to the 10 Bucks Theater Company website, get more information, get tickets, find out how to do all that. The shows are going to be this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, and you're doing two performances a day.
Yes, 1 p.m. and 4 p.m. And it's so this Saturday and Sunday, and then following Saturday, Sunday, the 24th and the 25th. So all together, we have 8 shows, 2 shows a day.
Telly, what is it about this show? I mean, it's been around forever, but it still speaks to people. Why has this stayed so vital and so important? And even though it is from so many years ago, a play that people can relate to in these times.
The characters haven't changed. I mean, the time frame has changed, but the heart of these characters is still the same. they're still facing the same problems, the same dilemmas, and the same quandaries.
How excited are you guys to get back out there? Because so many artists are unable to do what they love. So many have been denied the opportunity to practice their craft. How great is it going to be to get back out there in front of an audience?
This is a thrill for me, Rich, to be able to get back on the stage in front of an audience and get to perform again. I didn't think I was going to have this opportunity for a good long time.
And Julie, I have to think the response from the cast has been great, but also people who are eager for some entertainment.
Well, Shakespeare just proved to us that people were just itching to get out and to see something. And we sold out every show. And, I sat at the back, and from the back you couldn't see masks. So there was just this beautiful feeling of normalcy, like, oh gosh, no, there is no pandemic, at least for those few hours that we got to spend outside watching a great play, and we're thrilled to be able to give that experience to more folks with this production.
And look, it's a little cool, but we've had some very nice days here in the last week or so. So I don't know, in the summertime you always run the risk of thunder showers, so I think this is a great time of year to be outside. I love the month of October.
Well, definitely bring your chairs. We don't provide chairs, so it's just like Shakespeare. You got to bring your chairs, and I would suggest bringing a nice warm blanket to put over your legs.
But it's in the afternoon. It's going to be fine.
Yep.
And tickets are $15?
$15, yes, per person. Yep.
All right. Well, looking forward to it. It's going to be great. $10 Theater Company, True North Theater Company, collaborating on Edgar Lee Masters' Spoon River Anthology this Saturday and Sunday, and the following Saturday and Sunday, 1 o'clock and 4 o'clock shows at Indian Trail Park in Brewer. Break legs. Julie, Telly, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you,
Thanks
Rich.
For having
we really
me.
Appreciate it. Take care.
14 minutes after 4 o'clock here on Downtown. I love that. What a great idea, doing it outside in the month of October. That's fantastic.